Welcome and Sabbath blessing to everyone that is in the room, for those listening on the phone, on the radio, and also on later on the recording. Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this Sabbath, May 21st, 2016. We are in chapter 38, entitled Come Rest a While, from our book, The Sigh of Ages. The opening hymn to our study today is entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past, for his love has been so precious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day. Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit low at thy feet. Oh, look down in love upon me, let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness. Amen. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, little ones, would like to have open in prayer, double up.
If you can all kneel and bow our heads to our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for being able to have this perfect day. I thank you for being able to work yourself this morning. I thank you for being able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Let us be able to understand right from wrong. Be with us as we go and get another Christmas just for you. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities now in Christ of Christ. Protect us where we go, let us be able to avoid all the temptations that the devil might use to turn us away. Let us be able to all problems be able to come to you whenever we have struggles or even troubles that have seemed to bother us. Let us be able to solve any problems that may be difficult to even solve our own. Don't let us be able to fall into sin. Let us avoid the hand of it. And I pray that we may be able to be okay and be able to keep the studies and the lessons in our hearts and our minds. And let us always have our eyes open that we may be bold.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us at this moment. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from, I'm sorry, dear ones, supposed to be a typo. It's supposed to be Mark 6:31 from the King James Version. And he said unto them, come ye yourself apart in a desert place, and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled Come Rest a While in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Mark 6:30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Mark 6:32. And they departed to a desert place by ship privately. Amen.
John 6:48. Have a blessing, everyone. I am the bread of life. John 6:51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. That's the rest of it.
Mark 6:33 and 34. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Amen.
Amen. So today, dear ones, we'll be covering pages 359 to 360. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. We are in Desire of Ages, page 359. Bye-bye.
Desire of Ages, page 359. On returning from the missionary tour, the disciples gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both that they bad and had done, and that they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourself apart into the desert, a desert place, and rest a while. Scrolling down.
Just ending that section, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Desire Ages, page 359, paragraph 1. Question, boys and girls, why did the apostles gather themselves together unto Jesus, and what did Jesus say unto them? If you know the answer to this question, they went, bubble up.
The answer is to tell him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while.
Desire of Ages, page 359. The disciples came to Jesus and told him all things. Their intimate relationship with him encouraged them to lay before him their favorable and unfavorable experiences, their joy at seeing results from their labors, and their sorrow at their failures, their faults, and their weaknesses. Next slide, please. They had committed errors in their first work as evangelists, and as they frankly told Christ of their experiences, he saw that they needed much instruction. He saw, too, that they had become weary in their labors, and that they needed to rest. Desire of Ages, page 359, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What led the disciples to lay out before Jesus all things, telling him their favorable and unfavorable experiences? And what that led Jesus to see that they needed much instruction? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble out.
Intimate relationship with him encouraged them their joy at seeing results from their labor and their sorrow at their failures, their faults, and their weaknesses. and they had committed errors in their first work as
evangelists,
and as they
frankly
told Christ of their.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear one. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew. And it's in chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 from the King James Version. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 359. But were they then, could not obtain the needed privacy, for they were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. The people were thronging after the Christ, anxious to be healed and eager to listen to his words. Many felt drawn to him, for he seemed to them to be the fountain of all blessings. Amen. And continuing on the next slide. Many of those who then thronged about Christ to receive the precious boon of health accepted him as their Savior. Many others, afraid then to confess him because of the Pharisees, were converted at the descent of the Holy Spirit, and before the angry priests and rulers acknowledge him as the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 359, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, why did Jesus separate them to a private place to rest for a while? And why were the people thronging after Christ? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
For there were many coming and going, and they had no
leisure.
So much as to eat, and they were
anxious
to be
healed
and eager to listen to his words. Many felt drawn to him, for he seemed to them to be the.
Praise the Lord. Good job. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 14, from the King James Version. And I also have the Spanish version as well. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise, O thou art my praise, sana me Jehová y quedaré sano, sálvame y seré salvo, porque tú eres mi alabanza, porque tú eres mi alabanza.
The savage is page 360. But not Christ long for retirement, that he might be with his disciple. But he has much to say to them. In their work, they had passed through the test of conflict and had encouraged the position of various forms. Hereunto, they had consulted Christ in everything, but for some time they had been alone, and at times they had been much troubled to know what to do. Next slide, please. Continue the Savages, page 360. They had found much encouragement in their work, but Christ did not send them away without his Spirit. But by faith in him, they work many miracles. But they need now to feed on the bread of life. They needed to go to a place of retirement where they could hold communion with Christ and receive instructions from the future work. Desire Ages 360, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, where did the disciples find encouragements, and what were the disciples of Jesus in need of after they worked many miracles and conflicts? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Desire Ages, page 360. He said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Christ is full of tenderness and compassion for all in his service. He would show his disciples that God does not require sacrifice, but mercy. They had been putting their whole souls in the labor for the people, and this was exhausting their physical and mental strength. It was their duty to rest. Desire Ages is page 360, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What is Christ full of for all his service, and what was it the duty of all his servants to do when they have been putting their whole souls into labor for the people? If you know the answer to these two questions, dear one, bubble up.
For Christ is fully full of tenderness and compassion for all in his service, and it was their duty to rest for his
exhausting
their
physical.
Desire of Ages, page 360. As the disciples had seen the success of their labors, they were in danger of taking credit to themselves, in danger of cherishing spiritual pride, and thus falling under Satan's temptations. A great work was before them, and first of all, they must learn that their strength was not in self, but in God. Like Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, like David among the hills of Judea, or Elijah by the brook Cherith, the disciples needed to come apart from the scenes of their busy activity to commune with Christ, with nature, and with their own hearts.
Psalm 360, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. What were the disciples in danger of as they had seen the success of their labors? And what first of all must they learn for the great work that was before them? If you know the answer, dear ones, fabula.
The answer is they were in danger of taking credit for themselves, in danger of cherishing spiritual pride and thus falling under Satan's temptations. And first of all, they must learn that their strength was not in self, but in God.
So let's learn our last scripture song, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 143, verses 9 to 11. Let us continue. We have come to the end.
Well, boys and girls, we have a story about a man named Job today. Job was severely tried, but he remained perfect and upright. Surely means, or severely means he had hard trials. I misread that, but anyway. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God, and eschewed evil. Job 1:1. That strange word, eschewed, means that Job shunned or avoided or stayed away from evil. Selfishness. What does that mean? Well, when I was a little boy in Sabbath schools, they taught us a song like this. I have two dollies and I am glad. You have no dolly and that's too bad. So I'll share my dollies for I love you. And now you have a nice dolly too. That's unselfishness. Unselfishness, the principle of God's kingdom, is the principle that Satan hates. What is a principle? It's a rule you live by. Its very existence, he, Satan, denies. The devil says, God is selfish. From the beginning of the great controversy, that's like a big argument, he has endeavored or tried to prove God's principles of action to be selfish. Satan says everything God does is selfish. And he deals in the same way with those who serve God. Satan says everything God does for us is selfish, and everything we do for him is selfish. Come on. Selfish people don't do nice things for others. To disprove Satan's claim, and disprove means to show it as false, is the work of Christ and of all who bear his name. Christians aren't selfish. Very early in the history of the world is given the life record of one over whom this controversy of Satan was waged. Satan argued that with God, that Job only served him because God gave him riches. Back in Bible times, having riches wasn't having a lot of money in the bank. It was having a lot of animals, and Job had lots of them. Of Job, the patriarch of Uz, a patriarch means the head or leader of a family, and Uz was the land that he lived in. Of Job, the patriarch of Uz, the testimony of the scripture, of the searcher of hearts, that's God, was, there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God. Now, to fear God doesn't mean that we serve him because we're scared of him, but we love and reverence and respect him. And eschews evil. There goes that word again. Remember that strange word eschewed means that Job shunned, avoided, or stayed away from evil. Against this man, Satan brought scornful charges. I don't know how to describe the word scornful without using other words that you don't understand. The devil said to God, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side?" In other words, Satan was saying that Job only served God because he made him rich. The Lord said unto Satan, "All that he hath is in thy power. Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life." The Lord knew the devil would like to kill him, but he said, "You can work on his things, but don't touch him." Thus permitted, Satan swept away all of Job's possessions, all that he possessed, flocks and herds, manservants, maidens, sons and daughters, and he smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. That's the top of his head. Still another element of bitterness, another piece of the puzzle, you might say, or another ingredient in the recipe, another discouraging thing, was added to his or Job's cup. In this case, his cup means his trial. His friends, seeing in Job's adversity, but the retribution of sin, pressed on his abused and burdened spirit their accusations of wrongdoing. Job's comforters told him he was being rewarded for his sins. You see, man judges differently than God does. God said Job was perfect and upright, but his comforters thought he was a really bad sinner. Job said, "When he, God, hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." So it came to pass. By his patient endurance, he vindicated his own character, or proved his character to be just and true, and thus the character of him whose representative he was, and that's God. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Sons and Daughters of God, page 95. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil, Job 1:1. That strange word means Job shunned or turned away from evil. We have somebody in our midst right now who is suffering like Job did in a way. He hasn't had his family members killed, but he suffered in many other ways than some of his animals have.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll be keeping this individual also lifted, dear ones. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 of our new chapter of our study, Come Rest a While, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for keeping us safely and for blessing us with another Sabbath day, dear Father God. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies. And Lord, I pray that you be with each and every one of us that are here today in this room, and for those members that are not among us, dear Father, wherever they are, I pray that you bless them, keep them, and guide them according to your perfect will. Lord, I pray that you open up our hearts and our ears and our minds and our understanding, and help us to be receptive to your words, dear Father God. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but help us to put them into practical use day by day, dear Father God. Help us to hold fast to you in everything, dear Father God, I pray. Please prepare our hearts and our minds to continue to be receptive to your words, dear Father, I pray. Help us to love one another as you love us, dear Father, I pray. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anywhere that we have fall short, dear Father God. I pray that you show it to us, that we may put them on the altar and repent of them, dear Father. One by one, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for strengthening us where we are weak, and thank you for upholding us and for loving us and for having mercy upon us. Thank you for all that you have done, and thank you for answered prayers, whether it be silence or outright, dear Father. Please bless each and every one of us that are here, our household, for those that will be listening to the recording at a later time. Bless them also as well, and for our brethren once again that are not here, for all of the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than your precious Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. And next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 of our new chapter 38 entitled Come and Rest for a While. And that will be held on Sabbath, May 28, 2016. We would like to thank all the precious family that are participating in the reading and also in our study. And we have prepared activities, dear ones, for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that each and every one of you will bless, and may you continue having a blessed rest of the Sabbath. God bless each and every one of you. Bye-bye.